In the town of Jewett, halfway between Dallas and Houston, Sharon Weiler has one word to describe the local economy.
Lousy.
Lousy.
It was booming with oil and gas, and then oil and gas has moved out of here, so now nobody has jobs.
She talked to us outside Anthony's restaurant, where the lunch buffet of ribs, seafood, and salad was just $7.50. Keith Skidmore was another diner here.
Back in the day, a high school graduate could get pretty good paying jobs, and now those pretty good paying jobs are going to college graduates.
This is rural East Texas, where some counties have among the highest unemployment rates in the state. But it could be worse were it not for what might be called the other black gold that comes out of the ground here. It's not oil. It's coal, tons of it, hauled out by the truckload 24 hours a day, every day. It's surface mined, where giant mechanical shovels scrape away acres of earth, digging down dozens of feet to get to the coal. Mining like this began here in East Texas in the 1970s. The purpose was to fuel power plants that were being built on site.
It's called a limestone power plant.
Gary Melcher with NRG Energy manages the limestone plant that's fed by coal from the Jewett mine next door.
Between the mine and the plant, we are the number one employer and the largest taxpayer in the area.
And his isn't the only plant and mine complex. There are a half dozen in the surrounding counties providing a couple thousand jobs. But Texas coal, compared to coal from states like Wyoming, burns dirtier, emitting more pollutants, including sulfur and mercury. Through the years, air pollution regulations have gotten tougher. The NRG plant has scrubbers in its smokestacks that the company's Gary Melcher says will allow it to keep burning Texas coal despite new, stricter limits on emissions that the federal government has tried to implement.
We would have been able to meet that and continue operating the plant.
But another company, Luminant, the largest electricity producer in Texas, said it would not be able to meet the new limits at some of its older plants that lack pollution control equipment. Last year, it said it would therefore stop using Texas coal at one of its plants near the town of Fairfield, and that it would shut down a mine that fed the plant.
Well, it certainly wasn't good news.
Trey Powers with the Texas Mining Association says better news came just last month when a federal court overturned that new pollution rule. Luminant now says it will keep that mine open. But for how long? Powers remains confident Texas coal will still be needed by plants that are equipped to burn it.
This state needs every single megawatt that's being currently produced and is going to need double that amount by some time in the not-too-distant future.
So you don't see coal going away anytime soon, then?
Coal is going nowhere.
Back in the town of Jewett, some people said the concern over air pollution from the power plant seemed overblown to them, including Keith Skidmore, who we heard from earlier.
It's been there a long time. It hadn't hurt nothing around here.
Other residents said the jobs at the mines and power plants were great, but there just aren't enough of them. Gary Wilson said he was lucky to have a good job at one of Jewett's only other industries, a scrap steel recycler.
Jobs are pretty scarce and good jobs, you know, and hopefully over time it'll get better.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.